This is Politics on Parade here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Well, we had the big debate last night, and it's kind of difficult to have a debate when the only thing the candidates really seem to disagree on is on how much worse the other candidates would be as president. They pretty much all hold relatively extremist positions, specifically when it comes to social issues and women's bodies and their right to autonomy while they are living in them. The only time they seem to support the rights of women is when they're living in someone else's body. Once they're born, not so much. Now, Trump did seem to come away a bit of a loser, but we won't know that until they do some more polling, because every time you think that Trump has blown it, he goes up in the polls. Now, right now, it seems to be the general consensus is the winner is the person who's kind of a last-minute addition, was Carly Fiorina. She speaks reasonably well, and she got in some of the best digs at Trump. But when it comes to being a supporter of women, a supporter of women's rights, Carly Fiorina pretty much is lockstep in line with all the other men she was debating. She was not a supporter for the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. She didn't like the Paycheck Fairness Act, both, which she dismissed as tokens and gestures, even though they helped women. Well, we got the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act passed, and that helped women a lot. The Paycheck Fairness Act, that did not pass, but it would have helped women. It would have given them tools, as the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act did, tools where they could fight this enormous problem with women not getting paid as much, which that problem doesn't seem to be a big issue for Fiorina. She also doesn't support paid maternity leave. Now, that seems like one of the most important things you could give to women if you are pro-family, and it's something that every developed country on Earth except the United States does. Because somehow they figured out we live in a world where women need to work, and we live in a world where women need to have babies, because the men aren't stepping up to take over that duty. She is, in Republican terms, an abortion moderate. She opposes abortion except in cases of rape, incest, or if the mother's life is in danger. But the party is moving away from those exceptions and opposing abortion under any circumstances. And then during the debate, she flat out lied. She described in horrifying detail what she saw on the Planned Parenthood sting tapes. But what she claimed to have seen wasn't on the tapes, thanks to Sarah Cliff of Vox, who has sat down and watched all 12 hours of these videotapes. She explains that what Carly described isn't there. She made it up. Interestingly, she differed from the men on the panel, we believe for the most part, because she says she wouldn't change the $10 bill to put a woman on it. She, again, referred to that as an empty gesture. Now, here's the interesting part of that. During the debate, Donald Trump, Senator Marco Rubio, and Senator Ted Cruz all said they'd be open to putting civil rights activist Rosa Parks on the $10 bill. What they don't seem to be aware of is that Rosa Parks sat on the National Board of Planned Parenthood for many years, and Ted Cruz is the leading opponent to Planned Parenthood. Carly Fiorina supports the Hobby Lobby decision, and this is how she described the war on women. She said, "We are not waging a war on women simply because we believe there is no good reason for birth control to be free." Well, actually, there's a lot of good reasons for birth control to be free. One of them is that greater accessibility to birth control means fewer abortions, something she opposes. And, of course, she believes in the repeal of the ACA. So I'm sorry, Republican women, if you were looking to Carly Fiorina as being a champion for women's rights, she's not. And a lot of leaders in the Republican world were actually kind of looking forward to the Supreme Court decision because they thought that it would move the issue of gay rights out of the political arena, an issue that did not play well for Republicans. But that clearly is not the case, because so far in this campaign, from virtually all of the candidates, continuing to oppose gay marriage and gay rights is a big part of what they're talking about. It had been believed for a while that Jeb Bush was going to be the savior of the Republican Party and that he was going to actually be one of the more liberal on gay issues. That has not proven to be the case at all. During the debate, Jeb Bush agreed with Mike Huckabee about how Kim Davis needed to be accommodated, even though 63% of the country thinks she should just do her job. Jeb Bush, like pretty much all the other candidates, uses the code term religious liberty, which in reality simply means allowing someone to use their claimed religious faith to discriminate against other people and deny other people their rights. Overall, it was a debate of 3 hours of really not much new. Tomorrow, the House will vote again, as they have done time and time and time again, on something that will never become law. They will take the time of the House, as they have done for literally hundreds of hours, working on things that they know will not get passed. Tomorrow is the vote to cut funding to Planned Parenthood, and to redistribute that funding to other organizations. Now, as we reported before, there simply aren't organizations set up to replace them, unless they count the crisis pregnancy centers, which, of course, are all scams. Front groups for religious anti-abortion and anti-contraception extremists. There is no possible way that they will get this through the Senate. And President Obama announced today that he would veto this bill. So they're wasting their time. But then again, that's what they do. And for those of us who strongly oppose virtually everything the Republican-led House wants to do, the fact that they're so inept and waste their time is kind of a good thing. But at the same time, you get kind of disgusted by them wasting so much of their time. And it is still unclear whether they will shut down the entire government over Planned Parenthood. Now remember, they threatened to do this before, and that was before the fake excuse about the Planned Parenthood sting videos. So the fact that those sting videos are fake has never mattered to them. Their goal is, and always has been, to shut down Planned Parenthood, not just because of abortions, but also because they're trying to appease the far, far religious right of their party that also wants to eliminate easy access to contraception for women. And here's the irony of it. The only way they're going to be able to eliminate Planned Parenthood is to get a Republican president in office. But the public doesn't really support their eliminating Planned Parenthood, so doing this so strongly right now actually hurts their chances of getting a Republican president in office.